USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade murder suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. made bail twice in Wisconsin this year, despite having a warrant out of Nevada for a sex offense after getting a 15-year-old pregnant. Two separate Wisconsin judges freed him on low-cost bail. Five were killed, four dozen injured, when it's alleged Mr. Brooks took to the parade on Sunday. Waukesha District Attorney Susan Opper planned to bring formal homicide charges Tuesday afternoon to Mr. Brooks. A federal judge has ordered two Colorado lawyers, Gary Fielder and Ernest Walker, who filed a lawsuit late last year challenging the 2020 elections, to pay nearly $187,000 in legal fees to the groups they sued, Dominion Voting Systems, Facebook, and elected officials in four states. The 56-year-old daughter of Malcolm X, Malika Shabazz, was found dead Monday in her Brooklyn, New York home. WABC-TV is reporting the death did not appear to be suspicious. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Australia is taking drastic actions to fight COVID-19.
The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp located in Darwin after 9 new COVID-19 cases were identified in the community of Binjari. Residents of Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the 5 reasons to leave their homes, said Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now.
The move comes after hard lockdowns were instituted in the communities of both Binjari and nearby Rockhole on Saturday nights. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Giants 30-10 in Monday Night Football's national broadcast. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card, play more. Chat with other players, meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
With China's overreach in international waters of the China Sea, they have incorporated new tactics. Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China PAC, has been focused on the issue and gives USA Radio News an exclusive of the details.
China appears to be upping its regional bullying and abuse of neighboring states to enforce its illegal claim of 80% of the South China Sea. Very likely a negotiating tool for this week's China-Uzun conference, where China is demanding a new code of conduct that supports their claim to control the South China Sea. Curiously, Monday, Chinese President Xi Jinping told leaders of the 10-country Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Uzun, that Beijing would not bully its smaller neighbors amid rising tensions over the South China Sea. Last Thursday, the Philippines condemned in strongest terms actions of 3 Chinese Coast Guard vessels that it said blocked and used water cannon on resupply boats headed toward a Philippine-occupied atoll in the South China Sea. The incident came days after President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a 3.5-hour virtual meeting. The United States on Friday called Chinese actions in using water cannon against Philippine resupply boats in the South China Sea dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on Philippine vessels would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. The Philippines defense chief said on Sunday a military resupply mission for the country's troops stationed on an atoll in the South China Sea will resume this week after it was aborted last week when it was blocked by the Chinese Coast Guard.
Thank you, Paul. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.